Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I am glad you're here. Beverly Williams is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Beverly is an original member of everything around here, ladies and gentlemen. The only person more original to what we do around here is me, and Beverly was with me in the, from within the first I don't know, a week or so of being on the show back in 97. She joined me and has been coming around ever since then. I don't know what's wrong with her, but she's one of the top home-based business experts on the planet. Her book, is which she co-authored with Don Cooper, is The 30-Second Commute. She's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's always my pleasure to be here. You always make me feel so good.
Well,
that's
my job. That's what I do here. This is the thing that I do here.
Okay.
By the way, Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, and same to you, Merry Christmas.
Yeah. And are you getting excited? Are you a Christmas? Well, you're a Christmas person, aren't you?
I am a Christmas person, and I love being with family. Our grandchildren are getting old enough that we don't have any little ones that get all excited about Santa Claus again, but. We still have one that's right on the borderline, so he's fun to be with. And the rest of them, I just love being with family, so it's a wonderful opportunity.
Well, you're not near your kids, so the holidays are a big deal for you to get with everybody, isn't it?
Right. Every other year, the family comes to us in the mountains of Western Maryland, and we have 18 of us here for a number of days, up to a week, and it's just mad chaos, which I love.
And that's a problem. That kind of the holidays or any kind of a family upheaval, which the holidays often are, that's a problem for home-based businesses, isn't it?
Well, it is, because basically I end up having to shut down my business, or occasionally when the family has been here and children are flying paper airplanes off the loft in my office up there, and I get a business call, and I have to try and quiet them down or explain to people why there's so much noise going on in my office. And most people are just wonderful about that. They understand, and they're happy that, you know, what a great time to have family get together. So it's not usually a problem, but I do feel I need to explain why there's so much noise going on.
Well, there are a lot of home-based businesses out there, Beverly, that you know, that are kind of part-time. They're men and women, but a lot of women especially, who are doing things part-time out of their business to augment, to supplement their income, to keep themselves professionally alert and sharp and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But there are those, and so they can do that. They can shut the business down for a couple of weeks or a month or whatever, and then crank it back up again. But there are a lot of small business, of home-based businesses out there that are full-time professionals earning a good living. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just as successful at home as if they were anywhere else. And it's if the holiday season or any like birthdays or weddings or whatever might happen that disrupts the home, it's a problem for them, isn't it?
Well, it is a bit. A lot of it depends on whether or not you have a separate room for your office and can sort of isolate yourself.
Yeah.
The technology allows us also to be able to be on call for our businesses while still being involved in the party.
Mm-hmm.
But there are times when, you know, I've had my cell phone and I see that it's a business call and I go off into another room, I sort of get the evil eye from my husband or one of the kids, like, oh, do you have to work now? But generally it's fine. I love the fact that the technology allows me to have that kind of flexibility in my home-based business. And I wouldn't give up my home-based business for anything in the world.
You know, Vito Corleone was a real home-based business owner, if you remember, in that movie. Remember when in his daughter's wedding, he was in the office conducting business, you know, while the wedding was going on?
Yeah, I'm not sure I like that comparison.
So now you've got a networking group that you work with, right, Beverly?
I do.
And tell us what you guys are trying to accomplish.
Well, a friend of mine and I, and he's a commercial-based business, and I'm a home-based business, and we didn't feel that there were enough networking opportunities in this county, so we put together a very informal group of people, anybody who wants to come, to have lunch on the first Tuesday of every month. We call ourselves the Networking Lunch Bunch. And we meet at a local restaurant, which varies around the county. We advertise it in the newspaper and send out a mass email. And each month we talk about networking challenges, marketing challenges. I've taught them various networking techniques I've learned over the years. And there's just a lot of good networking going on. We keep it to an hour. We have our little elevator introductions in the very beginning. And then we have a topic, and somebody talks for about 10 minutes on that topic. And then we have lunch and discuss that topic among the tables while we're eating, and then come back together and sort of give a summary and then announcements.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've been doing this since last April, and it's really grown. In fact, the very first one we had, there were 50 people showed up, so it was
wonderful.
Wow. It's obvious that we had a need for this kind of thing. And it varies depending on the month and where we're having the
And this meeting. Is just an ad hoc kind of local group that's getting
yes.
together. No national organization at all involved.
No.
Are you riding herd over these dokies?
I am. I'm the facilitator, of course. It seems like I can't be a part of a group without leading it. But
I have no comment, Beverly.
Yes,
Jim. I have nothing to say.
One of the things, I mean, networking is such a vital part of being a home-based business, particularly that, you know, they call me the queen of East Coast networking. I try and use examples that have happened in my own business life of how it works. Last month I decided to give them a challenge. And I wanted to have them, because of some of the economy and the things that are going on, slow time of the year, January, February is a slow time for a lot of the businesses here, unless you're involved in the skis and skiing and so forth. So I challenged them to find a strategic partner, somebody whose business complemented theirs, and either do a promotion or an event or an advertisement where they could cut the cost by doing it together, and it would benefit both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a lot of questions. I used an example of a wonderful strategic partner I've done in the past. I've talked about that on the show, where I had a photographer and a reporter help me.
Right.
And it really created a lot of interest.
And when you come back, you're going to tell us about some of the success stories that you've been reporting. This is good stuff, folks. These are all things, the things we've been talking about today, and this things we're talking about with Beverly. These are all things we all have to do. Look under every rock for the next year, at least 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Little Steely Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the flagship. That's the mothership website. And you can also check out my knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now. And also don't forget to check out my blog, jimsblog.biz, which we relaunched last month, and I think you're going to like it. We're getting a lot of good response from it, and I think you'll like some of the stuff that I post something almost every day. Sometimes not every day, but even the days that I miss, I make up a lot of times the next day, put maybe a couple of three posts. So check those out. Usually at least a couple, average a couple a day over the life of a week. And so, but if you just go to smallbusinessadvocate.com, that's the only one you really have to remember. And you can find all the other stuff there, including the blog, including the knowledge base. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which is right there on the homepage. Beverly Williams is our guest and our good friend, an original member of the Brain Trust and our home-based business expert. And we're talking about networking right now. Beverly, your networking group, and congratulations to you. I'm proud of you for getting these folks together and creating a networking organization. Just kind of pulled it together there. I think that speaks to the kind of regard people have for you in Garrett County, which you've earned richly since you've been there. And this is a place you just adopted a few years ago. And so good for you on that. So tell us about some of the success stories your networking groups have come up with.
Well, I actually gave them 2 months to achieve all this. And I told him in January at our networking meeting we would sort of have a refresher on strategic partnering and how to do all this if they had any questions. And then in February they were to come back and report how they did, what the success stories were. So what's been interesting is I had this very unbusinesslike meeting, and during that meeting I started hearing somebody say, well, I got this call from so-and-so, and they had this really wonderful idea about doing something together. And, you know, my ears sort of perked up, and I started smiling, and finally I turned around to see who was talking and realized it was not somebody who'd been in our networking group, but the person who had called them had been. And mm-hmm. so I, of course, went over and started talking to them. And
you were eavesdropping, is that what you're saying?
I was eavesdropping, mm-hmm. yes. And not 2 hours later, I happened to be at a client. You know, I do small business counseling here in Garrett County for everybody, not just home-based businesses. And one of my clients is a quilt shop. And she was telling me that she'd gotten a call from a woman who owns a bed and breakfast in outside of town. And she was talking about doing a cooperative effort to get people who come up here, quilt groups, and do a quilt retreat and have them stay at the bed and breakfast. And, you know, could she provide the teachers in a class or something at the quilt shop?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just grinning from ear to ear. And she says, why are you laughing? And I said, because she's a part of our networking lunch bunch, and that's our challenge.
Hmm.
And it's working. I mean, I am just...
Wow, that's
proud
exciting.
Of these people.
You feel like you got a good report back from one of your kids, right?
I do. I it just is so exciting to see this happening and to hear about it sort of, you know, off the cuff. I'm really pleased and not really amazed, because I'm not surprised that people are this smart. I mean, they have it in them. They sometimes just need somebody to mm-hmm. put the idea out in front of them, and then they run with it. And that's what I would encourage all of your listeners to think about. You and I have talked before in the recent past and other times about how the media tends to focus on the negative. And when we listen to
yep.
that, we
yep.
get ourselves down. And I encourage people to take that as a challenge to make it different, to be a positive, to turn it around, and be the force that drives this negative into a positive by doing something like a strategic partnering with somebody whose business complements yours. You will be amazed at how much that brings you, not just in business, but in camaraderie, in that networking support of other small business owners who are going through the same things you are, and to be able to share in that and boost each other up by doing something like this. It just gets the adrenaline pumping.
Well, absolutely, and these are the kinds of things, though, Beverly, as I've been saying. I mean, I've been telling my audience, Beverly, you know what a pathological optimist I am. You know what how much I believe in myself and in you and in small business owners. But I think 2009 is going to be a tough year. We just can't sugarcoat it. I mean, I don't want to be.
No.
I'm not being negative. I'm being realistic about
this.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, the attitude, I'm calling it the small business attitude, Beverly, that we've all got to have is I'm going to win by surviving.
Exactly.
I believe if in January 1, 2010, you're still in business, you've had a good year.
Oh, absolutely.
I think that. And so the kinds of things you're talking about, this is the no stone unturned kind of attitude we've got to
mm-hmm.
have.
Mm-hmm, yes. You see, I've always had that attitude. I always have felt that we had to do it for ourselves. The small business person, the entrepreneur, the attitude of I can do it takes creativity. It takes
right.
thinking outside the box, all those cliches. It's even more so now in what we're facing and what we've been through this past
mm-hmm.
year. But it's not impossible. It just takes some creativity, and we have it in us.
And we've got an extra burden, Beverly. Small business owners have got to be the ones to lead us out of this. We obviously know that our government and the big businesses can't do it.
That's right.
It's got to be small business. Hey, thanks, Beverly, for being here. Good job today. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
We'll see you next time. Safe travels. Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be, too, on the other side of these messages with Paul Casey. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
The answer seems more distant.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.